I think that the Justin Fields thing, and because I've made a couple calls about this, like why Justin Fields, why is he falling, this and that. And I can just share, these are not my opinions. These are the things that have shared, been shared with me.
Okay, smart.
One, I have heard that he is a last guy in, first guy out type of quarterback. Like, not the maniacal work ethic.
Oh, you know, Greeny, I've sat at home. I had 2 weeks off, so I just get to watch the shows, right? I get to watch, get up, and I get to see all the reports of Mac Jones going at three. And I remember I was so excited when the 49ers moved up, because I was like, oh my gosh, they know Zach Wilson's going two. We obviously all knew Trevor Lawrence was going number one. I was like, they are moving up to get freaking Justin Fields.
And I asked Lewis Riddick, what would happen if Justin Fields said this? What do you think would happen to his draft stock? You know,
if I had to bet money, I'd bet it doesn't work out for him, Zach Wilson, with the Jets.
Just wanted to clarify and put it out there that, like, listen, over the last 24 hours in more digging, that it seems or it sounds like Justin Fields' work ethic is fantastic.
What do we think of Todd McShay's report, Najee?
I think that he can kiss my ass. What's up, 5-2 Sports listeners? It is your boy, CSPN, and as the great Woody Massey likes to say, good morning, good evening, good night, folks. We are the 5-2 Sports cast coming at you live and in color from the 5-2 Sports Lounge. I'm sitting here with our man, Coach Brandon Lundberg. How's everything going, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Just running from those cows outside the window.
I hear you. I know you're hyped for this this mock draft special we got going on today, huh?
Yeah, man. This is, this is what's up.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And last, but definitely not least, producer extraordinaire, Nasty Nate Park. How's everything going, man?
Hey, it's going well, CJ. I'm glad to have you in the host seat for today. It's a good change of pace.
Of course. You know, got a little culture here in the seat, you know.
Respect.
You know, rumor has it that for this 2021 5-2 Sports Podcast mock draft, that you do not hold the number one pick because there was some discussion that you may not draft Trevor Lawrence first. How do you feel about that?
Well, if there was actual discussion about that those rumors or hearsay was false, I would have absolutely picked Trevor Lawrence first.
He put him to bed. All right. So without further ado, I think what we're going to do is I have a real nice, juicy trivia question for you guys today. And we'll kick it off with that. And then we'll lead and roll it into the all 32 mock draft special that we have brought to you here from 5-2 Sports Podcast. It's going to be nice. It's going to be juicy. We're going to condense it. We're going to give our picks. We're going to rotate through. And then we're going to give roughly a minute analysis on why we chose that draft selection for that respected team. Sounds good?
Let's roll.
All right. So we'll kick it off with some trivia. You guys might get this because we were all discussing quarterbacks before we started airing. So since 1983, there have been four former number one picks that have quarterbacked their teams to a Super Bowl title. Who are those four? I'll read it again.
Four number one overall?
Four number one overall to also quarterback their team to a Super Bowl.
Do I go? To the Super Bowl? They won it?
They won it. It's actually been six.
I know
six.
One.
It's been six in all, but four since 1983. And, you know, we're some young pups here, so I don't want to go back too far. You said you know one of them? Give me one of them.
Elway?
John Elway is one of them.
All right, that's one.
Good job.
You got any guesses, Nate?
Brandon gave me John Elway. Nate,
Peyton
you said
Manning.
Eli Manning, Peyton Manning. Okay, so we got three out of the four. It's one more. It's pretty good. Pretty impressive, guys. So
Cam
far,
Newton.
We've guessed. No.
Super Bowl. Oh, Super Bowl title or Super Bowl?
Had to win it.
Oh, had to win it. Okay. Sorry. I apologize.
Which one are we missing?
Easy one. It's an easy one. I mean, it's easy for me, but it's because.
You're going to say it and I'm going to be like, oh. It's not Troy, is it? Troy Aikman was number one?
Troy Aikman. Come on, he was the number one pick in the 1989 draft out of UCLA.
Wow.
Oh, hey, don't say UCLA too loud. We don't want to prop up Pac-10 football too much.
Exactly. But yeah, it was John Elway in 1983. He was the first one. That's who Brandon named. Troy Aikman in 1989. You had Peyton Manning out of Tennessee in the 1998 draft. And in 2004, you had Eli Manning, who's been the most recent one. And then Cam Newton was a good guess, but obviously he didn't win a Super Bowl. He was almost on this list. So, without further ado, I think we're going to lead right into this 2021 5-2 Sports Podcast NFL Mock Draft. And I am excited, fellas. How about you guys?
Definitely.
Without further ado, the number one pick for the 5-2 Sports Podcast Mock Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Trevor Lawrence, quarterback from Clemson. And I mean, look, guys, this pick, it really goes without saying. Trevor Lawrence, he's a generational talent, probably the best quarterback prospect we've seen in the last 15 years. He compares a lot to Andrew Luck, just as far as his leadership and his intangibles that he brings and his athleticism. So I think Trevor Lawrence can elevate the play of those around him, and that's what you want as the number one pick in the draft. So Trevor Lawrence it is, fellas.
Can't argue.
With the second pick in the 5-2 Sports Podcast NFL Mock Draft, Nasty Nate Parker and the New York Jets select Zach Wilson from BYU. Nate, you want to tell us a little bit about why you chose Zach Wilson for the Jets right there?
I mean, it just makes the most sense. It seems to be that's who they're targeting, especially after offloading Sam Darnold for some draft capital more recently, a couple weeks ago. It kind of solidified the fact that they are ready to move on. Unfortunately, it even sounded like management liked Darnold, but just wasn't the new coaching. With the new coaching and structure, they wanted to move on for a fresh start.
I agree with that. Now, with that second pick, did you hesitate? Were you looking at any other quarterbacks there, or were you pretty sold on Zach Wilson?
I was. I very much so like Justin Fields in that spot as well.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, rumor has it Justin Fields might be falling in real life and in the 5-2 Sports Podcast Mock Draft. So we'll see. So without further ado, coming up, we have the San Francisco 49ers and Brandon Lundberg. So with the number 3 pick, Brandon Lundberg and the San Francisco 49ers select Mac Jones, quarterback from Alabama. Roll Tide. Brandon, fill us in, coach.
Yeah, so the 49ers obviously traded up to 3. Carolina traded the Jets for Sam Darnold. I believe that the rumors out there are probably true, that they were looking at Mac Jones, Trey Lance, maybe even Justin Fields, all 3 of those guys. And they're still, honestly, the rumor is also out there that they're still looking at Lance and Mac Jones at this very moment. I think at the end of the day, Shanahan, he's going to make that final decision, and it'll come down to being Mac Jones.
Now, Brandon, I'm going to ask you this, because it's been mixed feelings all over the 5-2 Sports Lounge about Mac Jones. Do you believe in that pick there for the 49ers?
I believe in any pick that Shanahan makes.
My man, okay. At that spot.
I mean, you could pick Fields, you could pick Lance, and I think that they're going to find a way. We're going to be surprised, probably. Guarantee it on Thursday night.
For sure. It's going to be a lot of surprises. Without further ado, the number 4 pick belongs to myself, your boy CSPN, and the Atlanta Falcons. And with the 4th pick in the 2021 5-2 Sports Podcast NFL Mock Draft, your boy CSPN and the Atlanta Falcons select tight end Kyle Pitts from the University of Florida. I mean, quite frankly, look, the Atlanta Falcons, they have a lot of needs, especially on defense. However, if you look at the games they lost last year, they lost so many games just by a possession or less than a touchdown. With that being said, I don't think they're that far away as we may think. It seems like it because they're drafting 4th, but when you have the opportunity to draft a generational talent like Kyle Pitts, as they did when they drafted Julio, you got to go get him, because he's going to be a mainstay for that organization for at least the next decade. So that's my explanation there. And hey, look, if Kyle Pitts don't go there, I don't see him falling outside the top five. Quite frankly, I have him number one on my big board over Trevor Lawrence. So that's how much I believe in my man Kyle Pitts. All right, so next up we have producer extraordinaire Nasty Nate Parker and the Cincinnati Bengals with the fifth pick. And with the fifth pick in the 2021 5-2 Sports Podcast NFL Mock Draft, Nasty Nate Parker and the Cincinnati Bengals select receiver out of LSU, Ja'Marr Chase. You want to fill us in?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big believer in the Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow connection. They played together his final year at LSU. Chase sat out, but even in his mini combine at LSU, he ran and looked good. I think he's clearly the best receiver in this draft. I think it is interesting. I will say I had to pivot. I wanted the Bengals to take Kyle Pitts there. But the Falcons selected him first. So if the Bengals do not have, if Kyle Pitts is still on the board, I expect the Bengals to pick Kyle Pitts.
Okay. I like it. Now saying he's definitely the best receiver in the draft, that's a bold statement, not because I don't believe in Ja'Marr Chase. Premium talent. It's just this receiver class is loaded. You dig what I'm saying? Coming up with the sixth pick in the 2021 NFL Mock Draft, 5-2 Sports Podcast, our own coach, as what he likes to say, Brandon Lundberg and the Miami Dolphins select offensive tackle Penei Sewell from Oregon. Love the pick here. Fill me in.
But yeah, he definitely needs to be draft. I think that he's one of the guys being overlooked. We've talked about it time and time again. A lot of people are going to be surprised when a team picks him ahead of somebody that they may think or believe should go in that spot. But we had the discussion before, offensive linemen have a higher hit rate in the NFL as compared to other positions. CJ, you brought that up. But again, I think this is a great pick. You got to protect Tua. And this is a versatile player that I think, you know, he's going to be in the league for a long time. I think 20 years old. So,
and look, you want to protect that investment. Yep. Tua, you got him last year. And look, it's nothing wrong with drafting a offensive lineman. It's, as you
said, hit the nail on the head.
It's all about the hit rate, right? It's, and you can get receiver later on. So I like the way you're thinking. Before we had to mix this whole thing up when Woody was going to be part of this, shout out to Woody. We do miss you. For the listeners that care, he will be back on the next episode. But, you know, before Woody, you know, was in the show, I actually was thinking of drafting a lineman for the Dolphins instead of going receiver, which is kind of like popular opinion for him to go get a receiver. But, hey, you gotta protect your investment, right? Moving along. So, recap, Brandon and the Miami Dolphins selected tackle Penei Sewell. With the sixth pick, great pickup. I love it, Brandon. It's a real coach move. You know, it's not a sexy pick, but picks like that elevate franchises to the next level, especially if you're already trending the right way. Without further ado, the seventh pick of the 2021 5-2 Sports Podcast Mock Draft, your boy CSPN and the Detroit Lions select wide receiver Jalen Waddle from Alabama. And look, I see Nate right now. He's you know, throwing up. And, you know, look, regardless whether it's a good pick or a bad pick, I expect Lions fans to boo because they're so used to just making bad selections, especially in the top 10. Jalen Waddle, I think he's dynamic. The reason I chose him over Devontae Smith is because I think Jalen Waddle can be more dynamic. Devontae Smith is more of a traditional receiver, which means he'll get the ball in more traditional ways. Jalen Waddle, I like him as a traditional receiver, but I also like him as a gadget guy too. Detroit Lions, they need weapons. They don't have a lot. You can move Jalen Waddle around. You can put him in the backfield. You can run jet motion, a lot of misdirection stuff to him. You can get him the ball short, and he can take it long. He can return kicks. And so because they're missing so much on offense, I really like Jalen Waddle right there over Devontae Smith, personally.
I think that's an excellent pick. I think it's certainly the best available at where they're picking in that moment.
Yeah, I mean, it was a few choices that the Lions could have. Look, the Lions need Jesus, okay? So if Jesus was there at number seven, I probably would have, you know, hey, with the seventh pick, I select my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to come bring Moses to Jesus. But I'm just saying, let's move on. All right, so with the eighth pick in the 2021 5-2 Sports Podcast NFL mock draft, your boy Nasty Nate Park and the Carolina Panthers select Penn State linebacker Micah Parsons.
I'm a big fan of Micah Parsons. His speed, his field vision. I don't wanna go out on a limb too soon, but he reminds me of Luke Kuechly and what he did for that defense. And really, ever since Luke Kuechly has been gone, that defense just has not been as stout or as effective. And the speed that Micah Parsons brings, the closing speed specifically, is just absurd. And it reminds me a lot of Luke Kuechly. So I see that being a real plug and play, plug him in at middle linebacker and watch him become the heart of that defense early on.
Yeah, I think that's a great pick. Brandon, how do you feel about that? You watch a lot of Big Ten football.
Oh, yeah, I love that pick. I think it's perfect for Carolina. I originally had Carolina or Detroit early on as the two teams for Micah Parsons. That's where I felt he should land if he's going to remain in the top 10, doesn't get pushed out by some other picks. But hell of a player, by the way.
For sure. Micah Parsons, yeah, man, that's a great pickup. He reminds me a lot of when you watch his tape, he reminds me a lot of Jalen Smith when Jalen Smith was coming out. Obviously, we know Jalen Smith tore his ACL during a gruesome injury in the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, and he really hasn't been the same since he's come back from the torn ACL and recovered from drop foot. But they definitely remind me of similar players, just the way they can rush the passer, their athleticism. You know, they can kind of do it all. Very versatile linebackers in that front seven. Number nine. All right, Coach Brandon Lumberg and the number ninth pick, the Denver Broncos, in the 2021 5-2 Sports Podcast NFL Mock Draft. The Denver Broncos are selecting Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields. And I think Denver Broncos are elated and could not be happier that such a gift fell right into their lap, Brandon.
Yeah, they definitely, I mean, if you're going to move forward, you're not moving forward with the current quarterback on your roster. So you really, you're winning big time by going after Justin Fields. I know Trey Lance is still available. So again, if I was going to pick between the two guys, it would be Justin Fields ahead of Trey Lance in this spot. And I wouldn't be surprised to see teams trading up to get Justin Fields or Trey Lance, especially if they're already in free fall, like we're seeing here. So if the Broncos are there and they don't trade their own pick away, or somebody doesn't trade ahead of them, I can see this being the landing spot for Justin Fields or Trey Lance, for that matter.
That's a great point, Brandon, because in our mock draft, obviously we're not trading or moving picks or anything like that. But at this point in the draft, Thursday night, everyone can expect that if Justin Fields is still available at nine and Trey Lance is still on the board, it's going to be some shuffling going around. So great, great plug in right there. Without further ado, it's your boy CSPN. I'm back on the clock. And with the number 10 pick of the 2021 5-2 Sports Podcast mock draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Alabama cornerback Patrick Surtain. And can I get a round of applause, Cowboy faithful? Sounds like they're pretty happy with that. So, I mean, look, this goes without saying. It was a lot of different ways the Cowboys could go here. They could go O-line and get some depth, or maybe slide someone in the guard. They could have went linebacker. I talked about it. If Michael Parsons was there at 10, I'd probably jump on him just given their circumstances at running back, at linebacker right now. But overall, they really need help at corner. They got the best corner available. Whether it was Patrick Surtain, J.C. Horn, Caleb Farley, I like all of those guys right there. But I couldn't be more ecstatic at getting Patrick Surtain at 10. That was my guy, been my guy for the last 2 or 3 months. Had a great pro day. And I think he's going to be a shutdown corner in this league for sure. And moving right along with the number 11th pick, we have Nasty Nate Parker back on the board. And he's picking four Woody's New York Giants. And Woody, I know you're listening. I don't think you'll be too disappointed. With the 11th pick in the 2021 NFL mock draft here at 5-2 Sports Podcast, Nasty Nate Parker selects Alabama receiver Devontae Smith. Tell us more.
I really like Devontae Smith in this spot. I mean, the one concern that everyone has about Devontae Smith is his weight. His size and speed are not a concern to anyone. His route running ability, his overall raw talent is phenomenal. His athleticism is off the charts. The one concern that I have with him is his weight, which is why I think he's fallen to the Giants. But I think the Giants are well served in picking him up. They are in need of a true number one receiver on that team. I don't think that any of the current receivers they have can truly carry a load.
Okay, I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. Devontae Smith, I'm not going to lie. I think I fell victim a little bit to the whole size thing. Just a little bit. And it's funny because I'm a skinny fellow as well. But it does worry me a bit. I've heard a lot of comparisons to Marvin Harrison, just in his ability and quick twitch, his route running, and just his body frame. So I really like Devontae Smith at the Giants. Moving on, we have at the 12th spot, our guy, Brandon Lundberg, coach in the Philadelphia Eagles. And in the 2021 NFL mock draft here at 5-2 Sports Podcast, our guy selects South Carolina cornerback J.C. Horn. I like it.
Here's the deal here. We wanted Devontae Smith, and the Giants obviously took him, so it didn't fall into our lap quite the way we wanted it here, but we're filling a major need, probably a better pickup than a wide receiver in this particular spot. We can always get somebody down the line, but I think he's going to be a solid player at the NFL level. I've got him and Caleb Farley. They're like 1A and 1B in the two spot. I think the big question mark for Farley has been his injury situation that he has currently. So I think there's some question marks there. So I think going the J.C. Horn route at this particular spot makes more sense.
I like it. I like J.C. Horn. It's a lot of pedigree there, too. If you guys don't know, his father is Joe Horn. Former New Orleans Saints receiver, made some Pro Bowls, was electric during his time in New Orleans. Overall, very, very nice pickup. Brandon, I'm kind of surprised that you didn't go Rondale Moore as much as you love him, knowing Philly needs a receiver as well. But as you said, you know, they need help at corner also. Let's see. Now, we're kind of getting down to the nitty-gritty. This is where we might, you know, start getting some boos, and we really needed to do our homework. So I have the 13th pick, and it is the Los Angeles Chargers. So without further ado, your boy CSPN and the Los Angeles Chargers select offensive tackle Rashawn Slater, Northwestern. And, I mean, look, it's quite simple here. You want to get the best available offensive lineman on the board. You can argue about who it is at this point because it's a really deep class. But look, you got to protect your investment. Justin Herbert, he had a phenomenal year last year. And half of that year, he was running for his life. Their offensive line graded pretty poorly last year. So I'm going to go with Rashawn Slater. I actually thought about going Christian Darrisaw. I've seen tape on him. He's really slid up my board a lot. He started 35 games at Virginia Tech. So it was kind of tit for tat there, but I went Rashawn Slater. It always seems like you can't go wrong with drafting all Big Ten linemen in the first round. So Let's play it safe. That's who we going with. Next up, we have Nasty Nate Parker and the Minnesota Vikings. And I can't lie, I love this pick. I absolutely love it. Brandon, I know you're picking 15 with the Patriots coming up. And I know you was like, once again, he's almost there. And again, on Thursday, this probably will not happen. But because we can't trade here in the Tool Lounge, Nasty Nate Parker and the Minnesota Vikings were gifted an early Christmas present. And at the 14th pick, the Vikings select North Dakota State quarterback Trey Lance.
So here's, like, let me go on record again. I believe Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback, but we're just going to put that aside for right now. We're going to talk about his cap number. His cap number is so bloated that they cannot afford to go out and improve the team in free agency, and they are forced to build through the draft. So I expect the Vikings to have a little bit of foresight here and to come in and draft a quarterback here in preparation. If one of the top five quarterbacks is available, I expect them to pick whoever is available, because you know what they can do? They can sit behind Kirk for a season or two, and then they can be promoted to that starting position. And I think that's going to benefit both Kirk and the Vikings and the rookie quarterback, which they draft in this spot. I have seen, to be fair, I have seen rumors and mumblings of the Bears possibly, if one of the top five quarterbacks are available, trading up with the Vikings to come get a quarterback to basically sit behind Andy Dalton, which also makes sense because I believe the Bears are more prepared to win a Super Bowl with that missing piece than the Vikings are currently.
I like it. I like it. I really love that pick. I mean, hey, you can't go wrong. Like you said, you can sit him. You can it kind of just opens up a lot of options, right? If he's ready to play now, you can get out of that Kirk contract. If he's not ready to play now, you know Kirk Cousins is a good enough stopgap quarterback until he is ready. So I like it, Nate. You're actually doing a lot better than I expected. I'm proud of you. All right, moving along. Next up, we have Coach Brandon Lundberg, and he's picking for the New England Patriots at 15. Brandon, I saw you over there drooling, man. Did you think Trey Lance was going to fall to you?
I did. I thought he was going to fall right in my lap, and I'm just sitting here thinking, man, if only I could have traded up like they'll probably be trying to do. But, hey, I'm going to go with I'm going a different route here.
You're going a different route. All right, so let's hit him with it. So at the 15th pick, Brandon and the New England Patriots in the 2021 5-2 Sports Podcast mock draft select Virginia Tech cornerback Caleb Farley. Tell us more, Brandon. I like it.
Well, the reason is Stephon Gilmore's contract negotiations are in full effect right now. So we don't know what the future holds at corner for the Patriots, and they're going to need a big-time guy. Caleb Farley fits perfectly in that Bill Belichick system with the Patriots. So if they're not getting a quarterback in the first round and they're sitting in the 15 spot and they can't get any of the top five guys, any of the top five guys do not fall into their lap, then I see them going to the defensive side of the football with this particular pick.
I like it. I like Caleb Farley. I like his size. He's fluid in coverage. He's a turnover monster. He is a ball hawk. So yep. I like it. At the 16th pick, you got me again, and I'm choosing for the Arizona Cardinals. And with the 16th pick of the 2021 5-2 Sports Podcast mock draft, your boy and the Arizona Cardinals select Quiddy Pay, edge rusher, out of Michigan. And as we know, Arizona just lost, I think, 12.5 sacks in free agency with Hassan Reddick. So I think they look to replace the hole there. They could go a couple of different routes. Obviously, they added J.J. Watt, so they're looking to really bolster that defense. I really like how they look and how they're constructed along the offensive line and also on the outside at receiver. You got D-Hop, you got Christian Kirk, who's a former first-round pick, and then you added A.J. Green this offseason. So, I mean, hey, Quiddy Pay or just an edge rusher. You have to come off the edge and be able to put pressure on the quarterback. And I think Arizona, I think they're going to need that. opposite side of Chandler Jones.
I like it. I like it a lot. I mean, I like it even better because you've got a rookie that's sitting there that can kind of learn from two of the best in the game, J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones.
Definitely. And, you know, I feel like that's kind of the key to it. A lot of times when we look at successful rookie seasons or rookies who have really good success early on in their career, it's usually an older guy, an older vet who can teach them how to be a professional, teach them the nuances and the techniques and the repetition and, you know, those things. That's why Pittsburgh, in my opinion, is a great example. Look at just the lineage of receivers that they've had, right? Just pass the torch, so on and so on. So I'm not going to talk too much. Let's see, I'm going to kick it to Nasty Nate Parker and the Las Vegas Raiders. So the Raiders, as we know, they lost a lot this offseason. They let a lot go. They let a lot of offensive linemen go as well. So with the 17th pick in the 2021 5-2 Sports Podcast mock draft, Nasty Nate Parker selects Virginia Tech tackle Christian Darrisaw. I like it. Explain.
I mean,
please.
The Mayock and Gruden kind of tore apart their offensive line this offseason. I don't think many people were expecting that. And at some point, like, you've got a quarterback worth a lot of money behind that line. You got to have something in some way to protect him. Even you got to have a stopgap while you rebuild that entire offensive line. The Raiders offensive line was excellent last year. And I expect Christian Darrisaw to come in and start immediately and have an immediate impact on that offensive line in both pass and run protection.
I like it. I like it. Moving along. So just to recap, people, Las Vegas Raiders and Nasty Nate Parker selected Virginia Tech offensive tackle Christian Darrisaw. Next up at the 18th pick, we have Coach Brandon Lundberg and the Miami Dolphins. Miami, they can go a lot of different routes. We've kind of circulated some thoughts throughout some of the episodes about who Miami might go with at 18. And I think Brandon's pretty pleased with the guy he was able to get. So without further ado, the 18th pick of the Miami Dolphins in the 5-2 Sports Podcast mock draft, Brandon selects Alabama running back Najee Harris.
Yeah, Steelers fans are going to start throwing their hands in the air. They're going to be sad. They're not getting the next Lev Bell, but the Dolphins will be getting the next Le'Veon Bell, the old Pittsburgh version of Le'Veon Bell. Let me point that fact out as well. But I do want to say, Harris, we talked about him yesterday, super versatile player, versatility as a receiver out of the backfield. He's a guy that the Dolphins, and I believe Tua, will benefit a lot coming out of the backfield, not just as a receiver, but as a runner as well. You put him in the same backfield with Myles Gaskin as well. I think you've got a nice 1-2 punch there.
Interesting. So just to recap, Brandon, at 6, you went Pene Sewell, offensive lineman, and then at 18, you decided to go Najee Harris, even with Rondale Moore on the board.
Absolutely.
I don't hate it. I just know how much you like Rondale Moore. So, like, I'm curious as at what point is Brandon going to pick Rondale Moore? But as I told you, when I had the Dolphins before, I was actually thinking of going Sewell early, and then at 18, pick either running back or receiver, depending on best available. So I like it. I think we think similarly from that standpoint. Let's see. Next up, you have myself selecting for the Washington football team at the 19th pick. So just to dive right in, the 19th pick for the 5-2 Sports Podcast mock NFL draft, the Washington football team selects Alabama offensive tackle Alex Leatherwood. Quite honestly, this is one of those times that we're like, hey, we're not trading. I might would trade back. This might be a little too high for Alex Leatherwood. I guess it remains to be seen. I do like him on tape. The reason I chose Leatherwood over a few of the other linemen that are on the board, like Elijah Vera Tucker, is Leatherwood is a he's a prototypical left tackle, and that's what the football team needs since Trent Williams left in free agency a year ago and then sit out the year before. So they could address that left tackle spot and really protect Ryan Fitzpatrick's blind side and just let that defense eat. You add a lineman, you're going to do two things. You're going to improve the pass protection, and then you're also going to hopefully improve the run game. And so that's how I'm looking at that from that standpoint there. But Alex Leatherwood at pick 19 for the Washington football team. Next up, you have Nasty Nate Parker, and he's selecting at 20 for the Chicago Bears. So at pick 20 of the 5-2 Sports Podcast mock draft, Nasty Nate Parker and the Chicago Bears select Purdue wide receiver Rondale Moore.
I love Rondale Moore. I love his toughness. I love his grit. He reminds me, after watching him and talking to Brandon over at Football Scout 365, he reminds me a lot of Steve Smith Sr. And Steve Smith Sr. might arguably be my favorite wide receiver to have watched in the NFL. Just the attitude that he brings. And I think, and on the other side of things, like, they've got Allen Robinson on a 1-year deal franchise tag, and if I had to guess, he's not staying. He's gone after this year, unless they actually start being competitive in football games. Yes, I know they made the playoffs, and then they got shellacked by Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. So if I had to guess, Allen Robinson isn't going to be there, and you're going to need someone to have maybe a little veteran leadership, help mold Rondale Moore into a true NFL number one wide receiver. But I think he absolutely has that potential.
I like you. All right. I can dig it. I can dig that pick, especially, man, you know, get them guys some help, someone to play opposite Allen Robinson. I couldn't agree with you more, Nate. Coming up, you have at the 21st pick, you got Brandon Coach Lundberg and the Indianapolis Colts. And with the 21st pick in the 5-2 Sports Podcast NFL mock draft, Brandon Lundberg and the Indianapolis Colts select Miami edge rusher Jalen Phillips. He is a prototype, big boy, long. I like it, Brandon. Tell us more.
Yeah, he is an exciting player, and you got to look back at his past, a former 5-star recruit. This is a guy who had a few injuries that sidelined him. He was forced to actually retire from football. He actually questioned his own passion for the game at one point, but he unretired. He transferred to the Miami Hurricanes from UCLA. He got a fresh start, and last year he had an excellent season. He's a 6'6", 260-pound edge rusher. He ran his pro day at a 4.5, I believe it was 4.5, 4.40 on his pro day. So he's got the speed. He's a powerful guy. I like him. I like him in this spot. And if he doesn't go earlier than this, to be honest with you, he could. There's some people that believe he could go ahead of Kwity Paye. So,
definitely. I agree with that. I think he has the potential to be as good, if not better, than Kwity Paye. I think he's got a lot more. Raw talents in athleticism and the feel for the game that Kwity Paye has.
Just so you know, like, and seeing Kwity Paye a lot. What's crazy about Kwity Paye is the dude wasn't really a true starter until last season.
Hey Brandon, that was a great pick, man. Jalen Phillips. I really like that fit there. I have the 22nd pick, and so with the 22nd pick in the 5-2 Sports Podcast mock draft, your boy CSPN and the Tennessee Titans select interior defensive lineman Christian Barmore out of Alabama. My thought process behind this: Tennessee, they need help in at a few different spots on their team. They could go corner. They do need help there, but then they also selected a corner last year, I believe Christian Fulton out of LSU. So maybe they won't go corner. You know Vrabel, he's a defensive-minded coach. So I went Christian Barmore because you know Vrabel loves to stop the run. They run a 3-4 defense. Christian Barmore, he's versatile. He can play that nose. And then you can probably – he's quick enough to play the 3 technique as well. So I like the versatility there. I like the pedigree just with Bama interior defensive linemen. They generally always pan out very well. So I think it's a safe pick. Yeah, that's where I'm at with the Tennessee Titans. Moving on, at the 23rd pick, you have the New York Jets and you have Nasty Nate Parker. And so, you know, with the second pick, the Jets picked up Zach Wilson. So the question is, what do? You get him weapons? Do you get him protection? You get him something on the defensive side of the ball? So without further ado, 23rd pick of the 2021 5-2 Sports Podcast mock draft, Nasty Nate Parker and the New York Jets select USC offensive lineman Elijah Vera Tucker.
I'm not in love with this pick, but I think it.
I don't hate it. I'm just saying that's what the Jets fans are gonna say.
I understand. Like, so I kind of went back and forth. I wanted the guy I wanted is available. I wanted Travis Etienne, but at the same time, like, that's like, I don't think the Jets are even gonna look at Travis Etienne. They just signed Tevin Coleman. They've got Josh Adams. They've got Ty Johnson in the backfield. So they don't have a great backfield. But Travis Etienne, I don't believe, is going to be able to come in and fit right in and plug and play in the Jet system. Whereas I think he will probably in someone who's in a team that's going to pick him coming up soon. So I went back and I said, I think this is the currently best available offensive lineman that we can get in there and plug in and protect Zach Wilson in his rookie season.
Okay. And I see Brandon, you know, the card is in, but he keeps trying to, like, take it away and scribble something out and all this stuff. I'm trying to fight
it. Oh, man, I'm
I got security
here.
Out.
Like, you got
crazy. And he couldn't decide so much. He became such a homer with this pick. I know nothing about this guy, but the 24th pick in the 2021 5-2 Sports Podcast mock draft, Brandon Lundberg and the Pittsburgh Steelers select Michigan offensive tackle Jalen Mayfield.
What is going on?
Now listen,
why, Brandon.
Listen, everybody's going to be screaming and yelling if they don't pick Travis Etienne or if they don't get Harris and they don't take Etienne, then their next pick is number 55. They've got to get they have to get a tackle. And this is the fifth rated tackle on my big board. He's 6'5", he's 319 pounds, opted out of the 2020 season, then he opted back in. He's got elite athleticism and size. The only knock, and there's a knock on a lot of players in this draft, is experience, but this guy is a high upside guy. He's got high upside potential, and I think that he fits in very well for the Steelers. And Big Ben's not going to last a full season if he doesn't have people blocking for him. Do I think Mayfield's a guy who can come right in and make an impact out of the gate? Potentially, he's a guy who could flip inside and play guard early on as an interior player in a smaller area than flipping him outside. So there's some versatility that they'll have if they go this route.
Okay. I mean, look, you made it make sense. We know Pittsburgh, they need linemen. You got to protect Big Ben, and they got to get back to running the ball the way they know how. So I don't hate it. I just don't know who the guy is. But every year, look, if for the listeners out there, if you don't know, Coach Lundberg does his homework, okay? So I'm not second-guessing the pick. I just don't know who the guy is. But no matter how deep I dig, Brandon always digs deeper. He's a savant. He's a wizard when it comes to these things. So let's see. So next up, you have me, and it is the Jacksonville Jaguars' second pick in this draft in the first round. So in the 2021 5-2 Sports Podcast mock draft, myself and the Jacksonville Jaguars select Nick Bolton, linebacker, out of Missouri. The Jags, I know, hold on, wait, but before I even, I'm going to go ahead and boo it because I know Jags fans, they probably want to get a weapon for Trevor Lawrence. I mean, that's what, like, everyone wants to do, right? You get a new toy, you want to get an accessory for that new toy. You could have went offensive lineman. You want to protect your investment. However, since we're not trading, I didn't like the spot I was at to grab offensive lineman. I could have possibly traded up in real life or traded back in real life, but I could not. So that Jaguar defense, it's bad. It's in the process of being rebuilt. And as we've always talked about, you rebuild from the middle out. And so I'm going with Nick Bolton. Great player. Reminds me a lot of Luke Kuechly. Sideline to sideline. He's a warrior out there. And what I love about it most is his tape isn't against just anybody. It's against SEC competition. You know, so I really like Nick Bolton here. I think it's a good get for the Jags. And I'm sorry, Jaguar fans. I'm sorry.
Man, they're hating on you. They're like, why not get Travis Etienne?
Come on. You got James, man.
Why not, man? James. You have them all. Get all the running backs.
You know how I feel about running backs, man. I mean, look, just you shouldn't draft a running back in the first round. And it's crazy because here's a plug for you. Back in the 2007 draft, 3 out of the first 5 selections were running backs.
Yeah, it's changed a lot.
Moving along, we have Nasty Nate Parker. I feel like you're excited to pick for the Browns, man. I know you're kind of like a, I don't want to call you an undercover fan or a secondary fan, but I know you're a fan of Baker and you like the Browns. You were kind of on that bandwagon this year. I don't mean to say that in a bad way. But without further ado, the 26th pick, Nasty Nate Parker and the Cleveland Browns select Notre Dame linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. I like it.
Surprised he made it that far, right?
Right, exactly. That's kind of what I'm thinking the Browns are thinking at this point, too. They're thinking, this guy's so high up on our board, we didn't expect to see him down here. And to be completely honest, I never thought I'd be saying this about a Cleveland Browns team. They're a complete team. They don't really have that many holes to fill. They picked up Joe Johnson in the offseason at safety. I thought about going safety here, so I remember they just picked up a pretty solid safety for the next 3 years. So looking at the best available once again, I believe that's Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. And I believe his speed and actual size are going to be a great fit for this defense. And the good news is he doesn't have to start right away. He can sit back and maybe learn a little bit, get some of those reps in and learn the game, learn how to move at an NFL speed. And I think he's going to thrive. If this is the actual pick they get, he's going to thrive in the system.
Yeah, I like it. I think he's gonna thrive for sure. He's a bit undersized, but this modern NFL era is going to more of a positionless player on defense, right? Like he's versatile enough to stay on the field all 3 downs, and that's what I like about him. Even though he does lack a bit of size, he'd be great in the nickel package, which is what defenses run probably 70-80% of the time. I almost like him. You know, I can compare him a little to Isaiah Simmons just as far as their athleticism. I think Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is more instinctual than Isaiah Simmons, however. I think he might be a better football player than Isaiah Simmons. Obviously, Isaiah Simmons, he's bigger, he's faster, but some similarities there.
Man, I'm late with my pick.
You're late? Hey, well, do you guys remember, since Brandon ain't decided yet, this was like 10 years ago. I remember being a kid. Oh, you ass. Oh, okay. I don't hate it. All right. Cool, because you got the Ravens at 27, and then I got them at 31. All right. With the 27th pick in the 5-2 Sports Podcast NFL mock draft, Brandon Lundberg and the Baltimore Ravens select LSU wide receiver Terrace Marshall. Explain, please. I like it.
Just another LSU receiver. He's got the size, the speed, the athleticism. You know, he's somewhat of a physical player with good body control. You know, when you're watching him, I do kind of see him potentially playing more in the slot.
I was a bit upset because I'm like, oh, he got Marshall. And, you know, I got pick 31, and that's who I'm looking at. But it's the same. It's both the Ravens. So, great pick. We both understand they need receiver. They don't just need any receiver, but a big body receiver, something to complement a lot of what they have already. So I can dig it. Next up, pick 28, you have myself, your boy CSPN, and the New Orleans Saints. So with the 28th pick in the 2021 5-2 Sports Podcast NFL mock draft, the New Orleans Saints select edge rusher from Miami University, Gregory Russo. And I chose him because I really like his last name. No, I'm joking. look, New Orleans Saints, they could, they, on paper, they actually have a pretty good roster still. They can be flexible at this position. I thought about going receiver, something to complement Mike Thomas, something to get him some deep speed. But then, obviously, as we know, they lost 13 and a half sacks from Trey Hendrickson, who they lost in free agency. New Orleans, they like those big-bodied, long, athletic edge rushers, i.e. Cam Newton, i.e. Trey Hendrickson, who I just mentioned, who they lost. So I'm going Gregory Russo. He's tall, long. He's 6'6", 6'7", you know, 270-plus pounds. So I think that's a good selection for them in the back end of the first round. And, look, we're coming down the home stretch, fellas. Coming down the home stretch. Before we do the last few picks, I just want to get you guys' thoughts. How do you guys feel so far about the selections you've been able to make in comparison to everyone else's? Have you been able to kind of get your guy or what?
Just filling needs.
Yeah.
Just trying to fill some needs right now. I think the picks that I've made so far, I've had some picks that were dictated on what Nate did in front of me. So it made me deviate away from where I was going to probably go. As you know, we discussed with the Patriots pick, with me going with Caleb Farley rather than Trey Lance, if he were to fall, I do think the Patriots desperately want to get a guy at quarterback. That's one area that I'm kind of like, ugh.
What about you, Nate?
Yeah, I mean, the one where I was the one where I had targeted was the Raiders. I had them taking Quidipe, and you, the Cardinals, and yourselves selected Quidipe one pick ahead. So I got a little taste of what Brandon felt about 3 minutes prior to that. But I mean, honestly, I feel like all of our picks could legitimately be where these players fall. I don't see anything where we've been like the one pick that I don't think, like the pick that I think that makes the most sense is 14, Trey Lance to the Vikings. But that's the one pick where I'm like, it probably won't happen. The Vikings aren't smart enough.
But he is from there though. Like he's from that area. So hey,
you're right. North Dakota, like people forget about this. North Dakota and Minnesota, very close to each other.
No, but he's from Minnesota. He's from the state of Minnesota. And he really, really wanted an offer from the University of Minnesota.
The Golden Gophers.
Never got one.
Wow.
They didn't want him to row the boat. He wasn't good enough to row the boat. Yeah,
they made a mistake there, for sure.
PJ Fleck might have some regrets. But anyways, no, I think, how about you, CJ? How do you feel?
You know, I feel good so far. Probably my most questionable pick was Jalen Waddle at 7 to the Lions. I think that might be a bit of an outlier. I think that may shock some people. Other than that, I wasn't too big on Alex Leatherwood at 19 to Washington football team. But as I said, we can't really trade up or down. So it kind of handcuffed me a bit, but 100%. So far so good.
CJ, I think that's an excellent point because the two picks that we just discussed, 14 from the Vikings and 7 for the Lions, I could honestly see those moving. I could see those teams dropping back for more draft capital because not necessarily because the Vikings are in rebuild, the Lions are certainly in a rebuild. They're in full rebuild, like tear the building down, build it back up. But the Vikings, I could easily see them because they have some needs, but the players that are likely going to be available at 14 aren't going to fill those needs outside of the fifth best quarterback in the draft.
I hear you. Okay. I honestly, man, I feel like I was like kind of gypped in some of my picks. I feel like y'all gave me all the bad picks because I was black. I'm joking.
Gave you the number one pick, and we let you pick for your Cowboys.
How they do me? They gave me the number one pick. Look, so they can hide the fact that they just ripped me off. I get it. Man. Good old America. No, I'm joking. All right, let's keep it moving. Let's see. So we're on the 29th pick, and that belongs to Nasty Nate Park and the Green Bay Packers. So with the 29th pick in the 5-2 Sports Podcast mock draft. Nasty Nate Park and the Green Bay Packers select Florida wide receiver Kadarius Toney. Tell us more about Kadarius Toney and why he's a fit with Green Bay.
So I picked Kadarius Toney because I think he has slightly better hands than the other guy that I was looking at, Rashad Bateman out of Minnesota. I like Bateman's size, speed, and athleticism. I think Kadarius Toney matches that. He is a little bit smaller, so there is that trade-off. But I think what Aaron Rodgers needs is someone that is fast, quick, and has really just sure hands, and a guy that he can learn to trust and grow with over the next 2-3 years, and that can grow into a solid number two or even move up into that number one spot if Devonta Adams just so happens to move on to another team. And I see Kadarius Toney filling that spot quite nicely. Okay. That and let's be honest, the Green Bay Packers are gonna like lose their stadium to like a fire if they don't draft some sort of weapon for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, they're not gonna do that two years in a row. However, if they know they're not gonna have him next year, then maybe they say to hell what you think, Aaron. They do have Devin Funches who opted out last year. He's gonna be back this year, but I do agree. I think it'd be smart for them to go receiver. I disagree. I don't disagree with anything. I'm going to just say this. I like Rashad Bateman better than I do Kadarius Toney. I think Rashad Bateman may be the sleeper wide receiver in this draft. Right. I really believe that.
All it takes is a guy to fall in love, man.
Yeah, that's true. All it takes. Rashad Bateman could be, you know, this year's Jarvis Landry. You remember Jarvis Landry just what, a second or a third round pick?
Yep.
He could be, give me some more guys that were like that. Michael Thomas, who was not a first-round pick, who's been a star his entire career.
Bateman's just, he's a really good athlete. The people are just,
and he runs crisp routes, didn't play with a top quarterback in college. I mean, he elevates the, it's a lot I like about
him. Well, I mean, if they would add Trey Lance, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, hey, they might have their first championship in like 60 or 70 years.
Didn't they tie 2 years ago? They tied for the Big Ten title 2 years ago, I thought. Oh, no, they lost. I apologize.
You're talking about natty titles, though. You know, this ain't Michigan State. You know, Michigan State.
Oh, that
would have
been like
happy
in the 40s or 50s or something.
Michigan State, they get a Big Ten title. They're excited. You know?
Other than Ohio State, there's only been one other team to make a college football playoff.
No, I'm talking about Minnesota.
No, I'm aware. But CJ's crapping on Michigan State.
I'm not crapping on him.
Bateman posted a 4.39.
A 4.39, yeah.
It was really close for me between Bateman and Toney, and I lean towards Kadarius Toney. So we'll see. But I'm sure
we should go with another receiver just to make sure.
All right, so let's keep it moving. Let's see.
I don't have any picks left.
So. We're almost done. Almost done. Let's see, with the 30th pick in the 2021. 5-2 Sports Podcast mock draft, Brandon Lundberg and the Buffalo Bills select Wake Forest edge rusher Carlos Boogie Basham.
Yes.
Big, tall, actually, long. I like it.
I skipped myself on that one. I don't know why I was looking ahead. But, yeah, he's a versatile player, makes big plays. He's a physical guy, likes to bull rush guys into the backfield. He likes to win more with power. He needs to diversify his skill set a little bit more. Maybe more, you know, better hand usage, or just add that, you know, second move to win differently. Other than that, he's a guy you can flip inside or out, and he's a good fit for the Buffalo Bills defensive front. So he's a guy that they could throw inside periodically, and then they can throw to the edge on occasion. Buffalo needs help on the interior of that defensive line. I believe, you know, adding somebody like this just makes them more versatile up front.
I like it.
Almost,
you know,
went Travis Etienne on this one.
But if we rewind everything 365 days, you know, Carlos Basham coming into this upcoming season was like
two.
He was the edge prospect. Yeah. You know, he was like one of them. You know, they love his length, his athleticism, his big boy.
Just the hand in the ground.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good because he's going to Buffalo. McDermott, he runs a 4.3.
Yep,
so, you know, he'll always have his hand in the ground. Yep. I like it. I like it. Let's see. With the 31st pick, just rounding out the first round. We have one more pick after this. But the 31st pick, it is myself and the Baltimore Ravens. So we are selecting with the 31st pick in the 5-2 Sports Podcast mock draft, edge rusher from Georgia, Azeez Ojulari. And this is based off a need here. You know, I believe their two biggest needs, in my opinion, are receiver and then edge rusher after losing the guys that they lost, Matthew Judon to the Patriots, and then just a plethora of guys over the past few years that they just haven't been able to pay. So I think they go and try to get edge rusher that they could possibly establish as a premier edge rusher in that defense. When you think of Baltimore Ravens defense, you think of attacking. You think of someone getting after you. And right now, they don't really have that guy on their front seven. And maybe Ojulari from Georgia can be that. I thought about possibly going safety here, just in Harbaugh's in a scheme on defense, you know, get that cover three safety like a Javon Holland. But ultimately, I think edge rushers get paid more than safeties for a reason, because they impact the game more. So we went edge rusher there.
Makes good sense.
Let's see. Last but not least, I feel like we say that a lot like before we introduce Nick.
oh, man.
But I'm just saying, it's just kind of the luck of the draw. But look, sounds like we may have talked a little, you know, sense or, you know, little fire under Nate about Rashad Bateman, because with the 32nd pick of the 2021 5-2 Sports Podcast mock draft, Nasty Nate Parker and his Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Minnesota wide receiver Rashad Bateman. I can,
you know, I flip-flopped. I did a little flip-flop here because I had Clemson running back Travis Etienne here, which I think would be a great fit. My issue is that I don't know how many reps he would get, because they do have Ronald Jones III, and they've also got playoff Lenny. So, like, those are two well-established ground-and-pound guys, and both have really good hands. So I pivoted after our discussion about Tony and Bateman, and I decided that they have Godwin on a one-year deal currently on the franchise tag, and if they can't keep him, they're going to have a guy with similar speed and size ready to step in and fill his shoes after this season. And honestly, Antonio Brown hasn't re-signed yet, so you got it. You need to have a contingency plan.
I like it. Makes sense.
Man, I'll tell you what, though. When I look at Baltimore right now, they need a tackle.
Oh, they do, because they traded Orlando Brown. But let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Why would they trade Orlando Brown? You know what? Maybe to save some cap.
Yeah.
To just trade him and turn around and draft a tackle?
Yeah, that could be. Like, maybe a guy like Jalen Mayfield, Samuel Cosmi. Yeah. Any of those guys that are going to be in that particular spot, there's potential that they'll go that route. But they have to go receiver, you would think. So maybe that's why they did. Maybe they're like, okay, we feel good. We're going with a receiver, but we want to fill that other.
Well, something to think about. From a certain standpoint, it almost feels and seems like they're neglecting Lamar Jackson to a certain degree. Because you think of his skill set and you think of how much you can get by and certain things you can get by with, and not having a right tackle might be one of them, unfortunately. You know, if he was a standstill guy back there like Big Ben, or like how we talk about Mac Jones, maybe they would go get him a right tackle. But maybe they won't because of that. I don't know.
I mean, literally, the guy that is listed at right tackle for them is a guard.
Ooh, that's not ideal.
I know. Tyree Phillips is sitting out there. He's 6'5", 345. I'm sure he can.
His arm's long enough, it sound like.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. We'll see.
Guards play guard for a reason in the NFL, generally. And so.
Sure. I mean, Andrews is going to have to block more on that side. So, yeah.
Interesting. Oh, I mean. that wraps up your first annual 5-2 Sports Podcast NFL Mock Draft. And, you know, we plan to be around for a long, long time. So we're going to give you this in 2022, in 2023, in 2024, and so on. But look, we've been hard at work this entire offseason trying to put this stuff together for you. We've been doing so much research and study. And here at 5-2 Sports Podcast, we really pride ourselves in bringing you the real with no bias in our analysis. So, you know, we do our best. We really do our homework. We're not some of these bums that's just out here just talking about football and all these other sports without really diving in and digging deep for a lot of the gems that we present to you guys. So we thank you for listening here at the 5-2 Sports Podcast, the 5-2 Lounge. Shout out to our guy, the one and only, the great Woody Massey. It's a big chair to fill, figuratively and literally. But we out, baby.
We out.